This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. I'm very excited to have him back on the show. What they're doing is really disrupting the green side of technology, if you will. And we're talking about LAMECO Metals. They focus on exploration and development of minerals for new green economy. And also, they have 100% interest in LAMECO technology. They invest in graphene technology. And they are also a manufacturer of electronic products. Paul Gill is our guest today. They trade on the OTCQX. Under the ticker symbol LMRMF. Paul, welcome back to the show.
Thanks very much.
You know, give my listeners a little bit of update and a little bit of overview of your company. It's been, 8 or 9 months since the last time you've been on the show.
Yeah, sure will. The purpose of LAMECO is to develop minerals for a new green economy and then invest in applications for various different technologies that will help develop industry within these new green economies. So on the mineral side, we're looking for graphite, lithium, and cobalt, primarily focused on graphite right now. And then on the technology side, we've invested in companies that convert graphite to graphene and are putting together graphene supercapacitors, which will be used in different energy storage applications such as grid storage and for electric vehicles.
Let me ask you this. How do you guys find your graphite? I'm sure you do a 43-101. Can you bring us up to date to where you guys are exploring and what's the latest on that?
Yeah, we did an extensive search for graphite properties. We settled on a good jurisdiction, first of all, which was Quebec, and then looked within Quebec to find consulting geologists and metallurgists that could point us in the right direction. We acquired those people and ended up with a property that we think is top shelf, which is the Lalute property in Quebec, which has very high grade graphite near surface. And the carbon purity is very good with this particular graphite, as well as the flake sizes. So all of those aspects create a valuable product and also a very usable product for electric vehicles, for lithium ion battery storage, and it's also used in steel manufacturing. So it's a number of different end markets for this material. But the location makes a big difference. We've got a good jurisdiction, good infrastructure, and a good deposit. And we thank our consulting geologists for helping us out with all of that.
So where do we go from here? If I'm listening to this interview and I'm thinking about buying some shares of your company, I would like to know a couple of things. One, when are we going to bring this out of the ground? Do we take it to market? Do we sell it like gold or silver? How do we optimize the best part actually for this monetizing part to fall on the balance sheet?
The market for graphite right now is at about $1,500 per ton to $2,500 per ton. And it varies based on those two parameters that I mentioned, which is the flake size, the crystalline flake size of the material coming out of the ground, and the carbon purity. Now, what the graphite market looks like right now is it's got a number of different uses, anything from pencils to electric vehicle batteries to steel making to brake shoes on F1 cars. So you've got a wide variety. And within each of those particular industries, there is one or two middlemen that operate as assistants or consultants to the industry, that particular industry. So we're going to have to develop our mine and get it up and running within the next 2 or 3 years. And specifically, we have the opportunity to do that because it is near surface and easy to get permitting compared to something that's very, very much below surface and requires a lot of other developments. So if we can access and get one of these independent consultants as a partner, we can then access the bigger markets, and the growth potential for lithium ion batteries is immense. There's going to be a big surge in electric vehicle use. Tesla just hit $380 US a share, which is amazing, which means that we see a lot of future here.
Right, right, right. My guest today is Paul Gill. He is the CEO of Lominco Metals. They trade on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol LMRMF. I just wanted to stay on this subject just for a little bit longer. How big is the graphite market, and how many players are in there? So what kind of part will you guys be playing in a year or 2 years from now?
Yeah, right now, the graphite market is 1.2 million tons of material. Of that, about 200,000 tons of material is flake graphite, the graphite that we will get the highest price for. The rest is, lubrication, used in lubrication, used in pencils and stuff like that. So that particular market will develop at 5 or 10% per year. And that's what we're specifically focused on. We're very excited with the big spikes that happened in lithium and in cobalt. That means there's people out there searching for battery materials. Graphite is the next market to move. And that's very important right now for investors listening to this show. Keep an eye on the price of graphite. When graphite moves, the graphite stocks move, and Lominco is well situated as one of the lowest market cap companies because of our low share structure, and we have the best potential.
Yeah, you know, I would like to give out some metrics on that, and correct me if my metrics are wrong. Your stock price is around 17.5 cents. Your market cap's only 3.2 million. And your float is only around 10.5 million shares. So you're right. If that float is correct, that is a low float.
Yeah, certainly we've gotten interest from a number of different locations around the globe, which is very, very heartening for us. But in order to really make a good company, we have to have the assets in the ground. But on the other side, we have to have outreach programs so people learn about the opportunity. And that's why it's so great to be on this show, to have people out there listening with the potential of making some great returns with us and enjoying the ride.
You know, I was reading some press releases that you guys put out a couple months ago, and I came across a very interesting product that I think you guys are about to put out or you are putting out, and that's the Spider Charger. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. That particular product doesn't necessarily fit into the graphite and graphene mode, even though graphite is used heat sink in it. But this is a huge growth area, and it goes with one of our technology kind of plays. And what we're doing in the technology industry is learning about the particular areas that will grow exponentially. And this particular product, what it does is it takes your entire power bar and puts it into the wall and makes it USB capable. So you're not having to plug in converters, those little black boxes on the end of your cell phone chargers. Don't need those anymore. You plug it right into the wall. And on top of that, it's also becoming an IoT hub, which means that you can connect with it remotely and wirelessly with other things in your house. So it's a really good key product that's an entry-level product. We just couldn't say no to such a good product. And we're developing SHD smart home technology as a company that will take that product to market.
So when will the Spider Charger come out, you think?
Well, we have 10,000 ordered right now, and that will be available for sale fairly shortly. We're just looking at a launch date. And the next step is to really get about 100 to 200 of those out to distributors and dealers so that they could sample them out And so we're really excited that this is a product that can be out into homes in the next year.
You know, we talked about earlier when I was announcing about statement about your company, how you guys are a graphing technology and a manufacturer of electronic products. Do you have anything else in the R&D sector of your technology?
Yeah, we definitely have work that we're doing right now with Stony Brook University to patent a graphene supercapacitor. And the ultimate idea behind the supercapacitor is this device can take a lot of charge all at once, and then it reduces the charging time. So if you could imagine a electric vehicle or another mobile device that can receive a charge to a supercapacitor and then unplug from the wall and then get going, and then it helps charge the lithium-ion battery. That's amazing, because you're going to take a charge time from 2 hours down to 5 minutes or less.
Absolutely. I think that's a great product. Before I let you go and everything, can you tell me a little bit about what's in store for 2017? Where do we go from here?
Yeah, the immediate goal for us on the ground in Quebec is to write a PEA, which is a pre-economic assessment on the property, which will get us a dollar value. There's other companies that have had dollar values on their mining products that are in the hundreds of millions of dollars. We think we can get there. What we need to do is do some more drilling and then do some more metallurgical testing and get that going. At the same time, we have our SHD Smart Home group. We'll be on the ground at road shows, doing road shows to contact condo and office developers to get that product going and get revenue started. So we're moving on all fronts here.
Paul, in closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to talk about that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
Well, I think people just have to look outside, and every time you look these days, there's another Tesla or another electric vehicle out there. This is a market that you can take advantage of right now by buying into these battery material companies. And I'm not saying just to look at LAMECO, look at other battery materials companies. We've seen Lithium X go up hundreds of percent. We see cobalt companies now interested in developing materials, and graphite is the next thing. You know, the most developed company right now in Canada is a Mason Graphite, which trades at $1.70. With over 100 million market cap. I think we have the opportunity to be a competitor there. And with a small market cap like ours, we're in a great spot.
The company that we're highlighting today on Stock Day is LAMECO Metals. With us is Paul Gill. I think he said it all, and I think he's brought us up to date. If you're interested in learning more about their company and their Spider Charger, go to their website, www.lamico, that's LOMIKO.com. They trade on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol LMRMF. Paul, thank you very much for coming back on the show. I wish you nothing but continued success. And please don't take 6 or 7 months to come back on the show.
Thanks so much. I sure won't.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.